A New Age of Communications for our Youth Livestock Projects. We're visiting today with Bernie O'Rourke and Alyssa Grenewald, Department of Animal Science, University of Wisconsin-Madison Extension, and the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, and I'm C.V. Kenyon. Bernie, how do you communicate with the youth livestock members these days?
Technology has certainly been on our side. We utilize Youth Livestock Facebook that is mobily adept, so it can be shown on iPads and cell phones as well as the website. And that's fyi.uwex.edu/youth-livestock. And then also, we use the Facebook page quite often, which is entitled Youth Livestock.
Bernie, why the change? Why have you had to adapt to these new methods?
Well, our youth are certainly on all of them. We really needed to move in those directions to be able to contact them and reach them so they could also share that information with their parents and volunteers.
What social media systems are you using now?
Well, currently we are using our Youth Livestock blog page in addition to our social media sites, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+.
Alyssa, can you give me an example of how you're using these tools?
Many times when we have information regarding programs or events or contests that are up and coming, we will post them on our blog page, which we also posted on Facebook.
Do you have some evidence that people are using these systems?
We've really kept track of what is liked, what is shared. With our website, we certainly use Google Analytics, which really gives us a great idea as to which pages are getting more reach.
You're involved with Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Google+. What are you going to do in the future?
Well, we are always looking at new ways to engage our audience, and one opportunity we're looking to take advantage of is using the Facebook Live feature that we have our Area Animal Science Days events, which is our district judging competitions. Get a live broadcast feed for people to see as it's happening.
Bernie, do you feel you're reaching more people with these methods?
I believe we are. I think it's fitting better in our very busy parent youth schedules these days. They can utilize these technologies at their own time when it's convenient. We have a lot of these distance learning programs archived and recorded.
Give me an example of how you brought information to people through these systems.
So we try to bring in experts on a topic. These types of webinars or other distance type programs has allowed us to do that. In the meat goat area, Dr. Brian Ferris, he was one of our speakers for the webinar. He was at his daughter's soccer practice waiting and presenting the information while he was sitting under an oak tree.
Visiting today with Alyssa Grenewald and Bernie O'Rourke, Department of Animal Science, University of Wisconsin-Madison Extension, and the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, and I'm C.V. Kenyon.